And with us now on Coach's Corner, it's Lonnie Morkin, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars volleyball team. Coach, how's it going today?
Doing great, Luke. So the weather's getting a little cooler, and it's definitely playoffs right around the corner when that weather starts getting colder.
That's right, playoffs right around the corner, Coach. I had a couple of matches this past week, and I think you just have a few more left before you wrap up the regular season. Cycling back to earlier this week, you take down Schaefer Academy. Then this past Thursday, it went over Lyle Bocelli. 3-0 sweeps in both of them, Coach. Overall, your team playing very well here down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we went in going to this week with Schaefer Academy and Lyle Bocelli kind of both in rebuild mode that you know, on paper and you know, whatever, we might not be pushed score wise and stuff, but as coaches, you know, there's always things to work on in games, and we're kind of resting a few kids that are banged up a little bit right now, and we tried to get other kids a little bit more active in our offense and things like that. So I mean, overall it was a good week. We certainly got better, and you know, at this point in the season, we certainly, if we stay the same, you know, we're not getting better. We're, you know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so we went into each game with some, you know, three or four really goals that we had set and areas that we wanted to concentrate on. And I thought we did a very good job with those two games. There were two long road trips. Schaefer was on a Monday night. And sometimes when you're not playing on a night that you're accustomed to, you come out slower or, you know, a little bit more lackadaisical. But I thought we played really well in both those two matches. And then that kind of leads us towards the rematch with Spring Grove, which will be happening this Thursday in Mabel. And so that's also our cancer night. We're going to, you know, try and raise some funds for cancer research. And then we have our elementary night also that night. So the gym will be packed. Usually Spring Grove and Mabel is a packed gym anyway, but there's a couple other things that will also be increasing attendance. And so it's going to be a really fun night in the gym, Luke.
Fun night indeed. If you can't make it to Mabel that night, we'll have the game on KFIL. So two birds, one stone right there. We get that plugged in, Lonnie. And like we mentioned, yeah, you get the sweep these past week over Lyle Bocelli and Schaefer Academy. Spring Grove up next. What does Spring Grove do that makes them so talented and tough to beat?
Well, they don't have a lot of weaknesses, to be honest with you. So they have some really good attacking front row kids. Their block is humongous. You know, even their setter is like 5'10", 5'11". Their libero, Maggie Lyle, is one of the best liberos in the area. And so, you know, whatever our game plan is going to be going in against Spring Grove, we're going to have to execute extremely well. Addie McHugh and Kennedy Gerard are their two main attackers, but their other middle, Caitlin Krause, and their right side, Lydia Solem, and then their second outside, Joelle Halverson, are also very, very strong. And, you know, earlier in the year, we played them in Spring Grove, and we lost 26-24 first set. And we had a little bit of a lead early on, and then they caught up. And then they actually led 23-19, and we tied it up at 23, and we never did have a chance to win the first set. You know, unfortunately, they for us, they closed it out, and they ended up beating us by 2 points. In the next three sets, I was really proud of how our girls responded, and we ended up winning 25-11, 25-12, 25-13, and in three of our best sets that we've played all season. And so we're certainly going to have to play, you know, smart, you know, but aggressive volleyball. We're not going to be able to give a lot of points away to them because they are so talented. We're going to have to make sure we're covering our blockers or our attackers with their block because they are so big. And, you know, we're just going to have to play with a lot of energy because Spring Grove and their coach, Kelsey Morkin, always have a lot of energy on their end. And, you know, they try and play with a lot of passion and excitement for the sport. And, you know, we'll have our hands full. And we've been talking ever since we won that first match about this rematch because, you know, we want to, you know, understand that they're good enough to beat us, which they are. And they could do that. And our kids just cannot be saying anything like, we beat them earlier in the year, we're going to beat them again. And so that's our only game this week. And then the following week, we play on Monday at home against Glenville Emmons. That'll be our last regular season dual match. That's parents' night, senior night, so that'll be a special night. And then Tuesday, if we would so win the SEC East, which right now we're a one game lead over Spring Grove, we would play in the East-West showcase game at Grand Meadow, who's kind of already sewed up the West. The only losses they have right now are to us and Spring Grove, which won't affect their standing on the West side, and so they're going to win the West. And so we have two matches left for sure and potentially a third one, Luke. So it's winding down.
winding down indeed. Then, of course, the section playoffs kick off after that. Coach, as you kind of get down here to the regular end of the regular season, start of the section playoffs, obviously you want to start playing your best volleyball. What's been working well for the team this season, and what are some of those things you got to clean up here as you get to the end of the regular season?
Well, you know, we returned Sophie Morkin, and then as an outside hitter, and then Kinley Soini and Sejal Slafter as our two middles. And so all season long now, we've been trying to really get Kaylee Ingvaldson, a sophomore outside hitter, and then Hope Erickson, a sophomore right side, more accustomed to playing with the speed of a varsity, a good varsity game that they play at, and get more confidence along with that. And they're improving greatly. And oftentimes when you have younger players that haven't had a lot of varsity experience, you're going to see huge jumps in their game throughout the season. And so they're both easily playing their best volleyball of the season right now. And so, you know, obviously when a team is going to play us, they're going to, you know, recognize that Sophie and then Kinley and Sejal are going to be three of our top attackers, but we want to make sure that we have developed that depth. And so if teams are keying on one or two of our other girls, that one of our other attackers is also going to be able to have success. And so we're feeling very confident with the way Kaylee and Hope are playing right now. And then Sahara's Morkin is our setter, and she does a really good job distributing the ball and kind of has a good feel for who the hot hitter is. Or maybe potentially who the mismatches are as far as the blocking on their side and the hitting on our side goes. And, you know, does a really good job. And then our kids in the back row keep getting better. You know, Mackenzie Kelly is our libero, and she started last year as a junior, and she's improved a lot this season. Her serve, receive, and her defense both have improved a great deal. And then Lydia Votlin, who's coming off a concussion but has played in our last couple matches, and then Ava Jacobson are our two DSs. And again, they're both sophomores, and they're gaining a lot of confidence. And, you know, we still don't have a lot of size, but we're a little bit bigger than we have been in the past. But so far we've, you know, kind of established that we're a pretty good serving team. We hit with a pretty high efficiency, and we're blocking better than we normally do. And so, you know, certainly moving forward to the Spring Grove game and then going into the playoffs, if we want to have another deep playoff run, we're going to certainly have to continue doing those three things well. And then hopefully we play, you know, some really good defense and extend rallies and make it difficult for the opponent, because, you know, this section is as tough as it's ever been in volleyball. And we're just happy that we're having a successful season. And hopefully our team will be in the mix in the final, you know, four, six top teams when seedings come out, and, you know, have a chance to advance. That's what anybody can ask for.
Lonnie Morkin with us, the head coach of the Babel Canton Cougars volleyball team. Coach, you mentioned it, the section's extremely deep. Four teams ranked in the top 10. Obviously, you guys are up there, Faribault BA, Kenyon-Wanamingo, and Spring Grove, and then a lot of teams that maybe aren't in the top 10, but they have shown that they are extremely talented. The Rushford Petersons, the Fillmore Centrals, Alden Congress playing well again, too. The section really is that deep, and it really is. It could be anybody that comes out of it.
It really is, and the thing is, you know, just looking at you know, other teams that are playing, and some teams are playing unbelievably high at a level that is going to make them difficult to beat. But then all of a sudden, and we're included, no doubt about it, all of a sudden you'll watch and you'll see scores, you'll see a set that is uncharacteristically not what they've been doing. And so obviously the better team will always win in the playoffs, but it might not only be the better team, but it might be the team that potentially is hotter that night or, you know, has a couple lucky breaks, because success always involves skill, but it also involves a little bit of luck. Might involve the luckier team, you know, a couple balls that go off blockers' hands for kills, or a couple left serves that drop as aces, things that you don't really necessarily plan on or can coach. that's kind of the way the playoffs, I think, are going to be this year. And you mentioned some of the really, really strong teams, and Hayfield is also very good. And, mm-hmm. and I feel terrible for Hayfield. One of their top kids broke her tibia and fibula earlier in the week, and she obviously is out for the rest of the year. And so that's going to be a major blow for them. They had a senior outside hitter that is just a fantastic player, and so they lost her. They're still going to be very good. And so there's, you know, 8 to 10 teams, and I know Lanesboro is playing much better than mm-hmm. they have were at the beginning of the year. And so it's going to be fun. And, you know, sometimes when we have regular season matches that are kind of lopsided, like a couple of them were this week in our conference, you know, we keep talking about, you know, these are not the teams that we're going to be competing with or potentially playing late in the playoffs, you know? And so, so we don't want to go through the motions and kind of sleepwalk. And like I said earlier, if we don't get better, we're going to be getting worse. And so we keep, you know, our eyes on who we're going to be playing potentially in the playoffs. And we understand what we're going to have to do to be able to win. And if we don't, we're going to get beat. We could get beat very early in the playoffs this year because there are so many good teams. So it's just a fun time to be playing and enjoying it with a really, really good team that just loves volleyball and loves being in the gym. And it's been a great fall so far, Luke. And we hope that we're able to compete well against Spring Grove on Thursday, and that's going to be a very special night for us. So we can't wait to see you.
Yeah, should be a fun one there again on Thursday. Mabel Canton Spring Grove will have the action right here on KFIL. Lonnie Morgan with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Luke. We'll see you Thursday.